He's got the best glasses in the world, and I envy your glasses, John Safran.
Oh, really?
I do.
What's so good about them? They seem pretty generic.
Very debonair, stylistic, and it just, it's like the Clark Kent thing. Underneath, there's a really that super you, but outside, you're just mild-mannered John Safran.
I particularly got these because I didn't want anyone to be able to get me, like, in so much as, oh, you're trying to be a hipster with your hip. Like, I tried to make them as, like, not like that, so no one can get me.
You know, when I was 10, I had a crush on Nana Mouskouri, and I still do now because of those frames. Not to say I've got a crush on you,
but
intellectually I've got a crush on you on that.
I guess I used to have a semi-crush on Nana Mouskouri.
You did? Yeah, she's hot, isn't she?
Yes, definitely.
I know. But, John, you're here to be part of the Brisbane Writers Festival.
Yes.
Beck Mack is sick.
She's the one who said, John, you got to do this.
Yeah.
And then... Now
maybe she's so
failed.
Kind. Maybe she's just kind to let me have you for 10 minutes.
Enough, yes.
That's enough I need. It's like touching the Messiah here.
Yes.
Is that too that's too much of a high on the pedestal, isn't
it?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I already hate me. I deal much more with like attacks.
Ah.
Yeah.
Tax time or attack?
No, attacks. Like if you were like, hey, jerk, what are you doing here?
Yeah. It's that. See, that's when you remove the glasses and it's that super you in there. Now, guess what?
What?
It's 20 years since your debut for Race Around the World. Did you know that?
Yeah, I generally knew that was it, the ballpark. We had a reunion and three people didn't turn up. So it was like one of those weird TV reunions where... I remember Happy Days once did one and they couldn't get Richie Cunningham. And, you know, it's like not getting those two twins for the Home Improvement one or whatever.
Oh, the Olsen twins?
Yes. So it was a bit like that. We had a reunion. Mm. It wasn't filmed or anything, but even as a barbecue, like the whole time I was just thinking, the three people aren't here. And there were only eight of us.
Okay, there was. But was it Ray Martin hosting it?
Hosting the party?
Yeah,
no.
Well, Ray Martin hosts everything now.
Yeah, no, he won't ever forgive me. I sort of tried to pass on to him through, you know, things. I talk about, I go, just, it's over. Yeah, if you don't know, dear listener, I once pranked Ray Martin and he wasn't happy. But it wasn't a prank, it was like proper social commentary.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I threw a pie at him.
And this is before the Facebook revolution, you did all of this. So...
Yes.
Do you think was that fertile ground to do all of what you've just done, and do you find now, you know, it's been there, done that?
Yeah, you definitely have to move on, or I feel as I can't be static because, yes, the scene kind of changes around you. So when I did my pranks, but I just say there were young people listening and they'll think I was there, you know, just doing wacky, but, you know, they had points to them or whatever. But, like, there wasn't The Chaser, there wasn't Sacha Baron Cohen. I think there was just Michael Moore had started. But, so it was like a different environment. So it was very weird having this thing where you impose a comedy sketch onto the real world with people like Ray Martin being your unwilling actors. And then life moves on and then everyone does it. So... You know, that's why I'm partially why I'm an author now. And also, I reckon you just have to mature. Like, no one's going to want it. No one wants to put up with me now, 20 years later, dressed up as a giant rat running around Parliament.
Or running naked down the Gaza Strip, for example.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I'm a highbrow author now and a highbrow documentarian. Not really.
I mean, you've won a lot of awards. Did you find when you did Race Around the World, was that something you always were interested in filming at that time?
No, not at all. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a creative energy in me, which I imagine lots of people have, especially a lot of people around, you know, public radio. And so it's just like, oh, I have this feeling I want to do something. But I didn't quite know what it was. So when I was young, I tried to draw comic strips. So I can't draw. Tried to form bands, they didn't work. I just went through things. And then I got a job as a copywriter at an ad agency, which was sort of, I mean, not really, but somehow. And then there was an announcement on ABC saying, hey, we're looking for young people who want to be filmmakers if they haven't done anything ever before. and send in a little documentary. Mm. So in the same way as I pulled together a band, in the same way as I tried to draw a comic strip, it was just like another thing. But absolutely, I mean, I'm sure I watched a documentary sometime when I was growing up. I never thought about it. Mm. And I didn't particularly think about being on camera either. But you have to, you know.